You are listening to Real World News.
Honduran army defeated in accusation against activist Berta Cáceres, social movement celebrate victory against authoritarian regime. Truth won over the military and political persecution of Berta Cáceres, leader of the Civic Council of Popular Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, who had the accusations against her overturned, although her trial is not finished yet. On Thursday 13th at 5 p.m., Berta Cáceres' attorney Marcelino Martinez told Real World Radio that there was not enough evidence against the Honduran activist, therefore she is not allowed to travel outside the country. Berta was accused of illegal possession of weapons, although the testimony of the military and police officers who searched her car on May the 24th were insufficient to back her accusations, said Martinez. Although the defense demanded that the case be dismissed, the trial will continue and the state through the prosecutor's office should approve new elements. During the hearing that lasted almost 8 hours, the prosecutor asked for a prison sentence to be issued against Cáceres, who has repeatedly exposed that she has received threats. It was clear that the army officers were obeying orders and there were serious contradictions in their declarations. The police did not investigate, but it just repeated the army's version of the facts. It was a tiring day in Santa Barbara, where the military responsible for seizing the illegal weapon found in Copin's vehicle attended the hearing in uniforms. Several delegates arrived from different parts of the country in response to a call of solidarity with Berta. Representatives from over 40 organizations surrounded the courtroom yesterday morning in the first hearing against Copin's coordinator. Several representatives spoke with Delma Hernandez of Radio Guarajambala and expressed their determination to prevent Berta's imprisonment. In the Usigalpa, El Aguán, Rio Blanco region, the communities have been mobilizing for over 70 days against the installation of the Agua Zarca hydroelectric project. This mobilization was led by Berta and Copin's indigenous communicator when they were arrested on May 24th. Peasant women, ancient people's councils, indigenous, the National Front of Popular Resistance, and other social and political organizations also participated in the resistance to the project.
You are listening to Real World News.